Radio Netherlands presents Classic Dutch. The program is presented by Hélène Michaud.
Names like Josine van Boetselaar, Gertrude van den Berg, and Caroline Ansink. I try them out on my colleagues, no luck. These are women composers from the Netherlands. That's also the title of a Radio Netherlands CD compiled by Helen Metselaar. She's my guest in this edition. Helen, you're one of the founding members of the Dutch Women and Music Foundation that tries to promote the work of women composers. Is that necessary because the Dutch music scene is dominated by men?
A wholehearted yes. All your juries, your conductors, artistic directors, your publishers. Yes, it's a male world. The women that wrote in the first half of the 20th century, their music is hardly ever performed. Yeah, and almost all of these composers have at least a few works that are really wonderful.
Josine van Boetselaar, I think she's your favorite, or one of your favorites.
Yeah, that was really such a special discovery. She's an 18th century baroness. Until she got married, she was a court lady for Princess Anna and Princess Caroline. Princess Caroline is the one that invited Mozart and his sister up to Holland. And I suspect that she made music on a daily basis. Everybody was making music there. After she got married, she had three children, and she was well enough off to study composition with an Italian. Amazingly enough, she had it published. And after World War II, a lot of Dutch music was sold at auctions. That's why hardly any of her music is in Holland now, and I could find it at University of Ann Arbor and in Zurich and in Moscow and Slovenia. You're going to now hear one of her arias, and I hope we can get all of the arias onto a CD. It's just wonderful music.
Thank you.
what you just heard from Josina van Boetselaar is not on CD yet. It's a recording lent to us by one of the Dutch domestic radio stations. Gertrude van den Berg, what was her background?
You can contrast her with Josina van Boetselaar. Both of these women lived in The Hague, and Gertrude van den Berg, she never got married, and she just had to give lessons. She did perform for a while, but she just had to stop to earn enough money to get by. And she would compose in the summer, and she didn't get very much published. There are a few songs, Lieder ohne Worte, like Mendelssohn.
Songs without words?
Songs without words. And if you're interested in verse, she's probably the very first Dutch composer to write a song without words, just at the very forefront in the 1830s. And it's a manuscript. It was never published, and it's just lovely. I found another one in Kasteel Twickel in the east of Holland, but just a fragment.
Is that part of your passion, to find new manuscripts or unpublished work by women composers?
Originally, I thought probably all music had already been cataloged, but I don't think that we'll find so much that it'll change the general thesis that there are hardly any women composing until around 1900, 1910.
Katharina van Rennes was also a teacher, wasn't she?
Just like Gertrude van den Berg, she never got married. She started as an opera singer in London and in Holland, but had to earn her own living and set up her own music school in Utrecht, very, very well known. She was really a strong figure, and she wore reform dresses. The dresses for women at the end of the 19th century were all with corsets, and this was the first one without a corset. It gave women a lot of problems, actually, because they had never developed any kind of muscles. And so they actually, it was painful to not wear a corset for them. And she loved conducting, actually. She once said, gee, I wish I would have been born as a man, then I could have conducted.
But she did something quite impressive. For the coronation of Queen Wilhelmina in 1898, she conducted a choir of 1,800 children.
That's one of those high points in her career. She was also commissioned to write a piece, and her letters of protest afterwards, because it turns out that she didn't get anything paid for writing this, and she wrote, well, why not, you know? It's rumored that she was never knighted people were insulted that she dared ask.
Now we're going to listen to her Flight of the Swallows, a duet for two sopranos.
It's just lovely to listen to.
You've described composer Elisabeth Kuyper, who died in 1953, as a tragic figure.
If you were really talented, a lot of Dutch people, actually the English did the same thing. Everybody headed over to Germany. She did go to Berlin. A number of women went. She enrolled in the Hochschule there, graduated. Her teacher was Max Bruch, who helped her a lot. And then she got involved in setting up a women's orchestra. There were a lot of women in Germany trained as musicians, and they couldn't work in the male orchestras in the Berliner. And they did perform, but more for your working class neighborhoods, because the Berliner was too uppity to do that, and they were glad to leave this for a women's orchestra. But she couldn't get enough finances, so the whole orchestra folded. And someone urged her to go to London, and she got another orchestra together. That folded too. She was invited to come over to New York. She set up a third orchestra, got it all going, a number of concerts, same story, folded again. And yeah, she sort of had a nervous breakdown or came back to Europe.
And she was forgotten.
That's not unusual. Musicologists have done research on her in Germany to recognize all the energy she put into getting these orchestras going.
Is that something you can say about all the women who composed, let's say, up to the middle of the 20th century? They had almost everything against them, socially, culturally.
They really had to have an enormous amount of motivation and drive.
But certainly for somebody like Henriette Bosmans, who died in 1952, having parents who were well-connected in the music world must have helped launch her musical career.
Yeah, both of her parents were well-known music figures in Amsterdam, and that really, really helps. She's probably the best-known woman composer first half of the last century. And because she so often performed with Concertgebouw, her name was fairly well-known. Actually, I find her to be also a tragic figure. She had an awful lot of bad luck in her personal life. After World War II, she was in her 50s, and there was a lot of young talent, and program directors really consciously chose the younger, and she felt sort of shoved aside. And it's true. That generation was no longer, let's say, in.
For this program, you chose an excerpt from her verses from Maria Lecina, a very intense piece.
There were 100 strophes, and she chose 17. and set it to as a sort of ballad with a refrain, and it's just passionate from beginning to end.
A music critic once remarked that the composer we're going to hear next, Terra de Mares Oyens, writes like a man, and I understand that was meant like a compliment.
She is somebody who originally started in church music, and she became interested in a wide range of sorts of music, electronic music. At one point, she was writing very large-scale works. They weren't commissioned. They have never been performed yet. In the 60s, she wrote a lot of graphic music that was sort of in those times. The interpreters were allowed to do whatever they wanted with the music. At the end of her life, she went back to classical notation. She wrote 200, 250 works, an awful lot. And they're not all of the same quality, but a number of works are really just beautiful works, and this is certainly one of them, the string quartet.
Thank you.
Now, the last two women composers we're going to hear are still alive. Mario Tal now lives in Israel. She recorded these wonderful songs in her home in Hilversum, not far from our studios at Radio Netherlands.
What really helps a lot of women composers is if they're a performer themselves, and that way you can get your own music performed. Henriette Bosmans is someone who wrote all of her major works for colleague musicians. So if she was a friend with a cellist, she wrote a cello concerto, and it was performed by that cellist. And the piano concerto she performed herself. The same thing for Mario Tal. Mario Tal is trained as a pianist. At the same time, she has a really strong literary passion and wrote a lot of songs, chanson-like. She would sit at the piano, at her own piano at home, and accompany herself and sing these songs. She's not trained as a singer, but it's just beautiful. And she's very talented in a wide range of settings. She has some beautiful Russian songs, and she really captures that dramatic Russian feeling. And the French songs, she has that light tinseling. Yeah, they're beautiful.
This is the home recording quality, but it has this authenticity about it, as though you're sitting in her living room listening to her.
Le soleil de la rue de Bagnolet n'est pas un soleil comme les autres. Ils se baignent dans le ruisseau, ils se coiffent avec un sou. Comme les autres, mais quand ils caressent mes épaules, c'est bien lui et pas un autre. Le soleil de la rue de Bagnolet qui conduit son cabriolet ailleurs.
Now it's time to talk about the current generation of women composers. Carolina Ansink was born in 1959.
She's somebody who has enough motivation to keep on writing and has a wide range of music friends and regular concerts, but she's not at the very, very top. But okay, it's like a pyramid, and she has her place. If everything goes well, there's like a generation of women after her, their early 20s, and that'll be exciting to see if they have enough drive to develop their careers. The newest generation of composers are just free to select from such an incredibly wide palette of music. It's amazing.
Helen Metzeler, thank you for taking part in the program. If you'd like to hear the music again or to see the names in print or check previous editions, consult our website. The address is rnw.nl, rnw.nl. Click on Classic Dutch. And I'll be back next week.
Classic Dutch was produced and presented by Hélène Michaud. The program is a Radio Netherlands production.